facing the gas crunch. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The president unveils a plan that he says will lower gas prices.
President Biden says 1 million barrels will be released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve every day for the next 6 months.
This is a wartime bridge to increase oil supply until production ramps up later this year.
Republicans in Congress say that release is a gimmick.
Really reducing an emergency reserve in a non-emergency. You know, it might be a crisis, but it's not an emergency.
North Dakota Republican Kevin Cramer says the administration should ease regulations to increase domestic production. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine is now over a month old, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the West should be wary of reports Russian troops are retreating from the capital.
We haven't seen a massive withdrawal or repositioning out of Kyiv. We've seen a small number of troops begin to pull away from their defensive positions to the north and northwest of Kyiv. It's not exactly clear where they're going or for how long.
And Kirby says an initial half dozen shipments of weapons and other security assistance have reached Ukraine as part of the $800 million aid package that President Biden approved earlier this month. Ukraine's state-owned nuclear power company says Russian forces have begun leaving the Chernobyl nuclear power plant after the operator claims they got significant doses of radiation from digging trenches at the site. Early results show Amazon workers in Alabama rejected a union bid for the second time, though the National Labor Relations Board says it will hold a hearing to determine if any challenge ballots should be opened and counted. And it says the vote results won't be certified until it processes any objections due to be filed next week. Wall Street, the Dow lost 550 points, the Nasdaq minus 221. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The conspiracy theorist who questioned a mass shooting at an elementary school agrees to appear for a deposition.
Lawyers for Alex Jones say he will answer questions in a defamation lawsuit by relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The move coming after a judge ordered fines against the InfoWars host for defying orders to appear last week. Jones argued the killing of 21st graders and six educators in 2012 was a hoax, but has since acknowledged the mass shooting occurred. Earlier this week, Jones apologized for any distress his remarks caused and offered each plaintiff a settlement of $120,000, but they quickly turned him down. Jones was found liable, and a trial to determine how much he should pay is set for later this year. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The Greenville County, South Carolina Sheriff's Office says a student's been shot at a middle school and another student has been arrested after they were found hiding outside Tanglewood Middle School. Deputies say the shooting is under investigation. A new study looks at the best places for younger adults.
According to personal finance website WalletHub, Washington is the best U.S. state for millennials, followed by the District of Columbia, Massachusetts, Utah, and Illinois. Mississippi, West Virginia, New Mexico, Arkansas, and Louisiana said to be among the worst states for millennials, those who are between the ages of 26 and 41. WalletHub's study, based on 34 metrics, including student loan debt, millennial earnings, job growth, and home ownership rates. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Former Saturday Night Live star Bobby Moynihan is now a member of a new circle of comedy. Moynihan has written a picture book for kids. The story, called Not All Sheep Are Boring, will be published in September by Putnam Books for young readers. Other comedians with picture books include Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.